Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So nowadays we kind of live or die by technology. We're having a little bit of problems here because, as I've mentioned many times, Apple and Samsung don't play well with each other. So we have to go from our laptops through an Apple TV, and then it's connected to this TV over here. But the Apple TV had reset, so this is why I have to have him running the computer while I'm doing it. Normally, I would just control everything, but because the Apple TV is acting up, I have to have him run that computer so you can see on the screen while I'm running my own computer here. Speaking of technology, a lot of devotees are taking advantage of technology to stay away from the Srimad Bhagavatam class. They say, I listen on my iPhone or I listen over the internet. But that wasn't Prabhupada's idea of why he established the Bhagavatam class as de rigueur. If you live in the community, you should come to the class, please. Otherwise, I know from experience, if you're listening, you're so-called listening, but you're distracted, you're doing other things, you're not really listening. And the whole idea of the Bhagavatam class is to glorify the Lord congregationally, together. Just like you can't have a kirtan if everybody stays home and listens on the internet. We have to come to physically be here in the temple room and chant together in front of the deities. So it's the same way with the Bhagavatam class. You don't really have a class if everybody stays home and listens on the internet. You really should try to be here in the class. Okay, so we're continuing our reading from the 8th canto, chapter 22. And today's text is 33. Indrasena Maharaja Yahi Bho Bhadram Astu Te Sutalam Swargibhi Prathyam Gyatibhi Parivaritaha. Indrasena Maharaja Yahi Bho Bhadramastu Te Sutalang Swargibhi Prathyam Gyatibhi Parivaritaha. Indrasena Maharaja Yahi Bho Bhadramastu Te Sutalang Swargibhi Prathyam Gyatibhi Parivaritaha. Indrasena Maharaja Yahi Bho Bhadramastu Te Sutalang Swargibhi Prathyam Gyatibhi Parivaritaha. Please chant. Yahi Bho Bhadramastu Te Sutalang Swargibhi Prathyam Gyatibhi Parivaritaha. Indrasena Maharaja Yahi Bho Bhadramastu Te Sutalang Swargibhi Prathyam. Indrasena Maharaja Yahi Bho Bhadramastu Te Sutalang Swargibhi Prathyam Gyatibhi Parivaritaha. Vaishnavis. Indrasena Maharaja Yahi Bho Bhadramastu Te Sutalang Swargibhi Prathyam
Jnatibhi Parivaritaha Indrasena Maharaja Yahi Bho Bhadramastite Sutalang Pargivi Partam Yahi Parivaritaha Indrasena Maharaja Yahi Bho Bhadramastite Sutalang Sargibhik Pratyam Nyatibhik Parivaritaha. So, synonyms, Indrasena. O Maharaj Bali. Maharaja. O King. Yahi. Better go. Po. O King. Bhadram. All auspiciousness. Astu, let there be, te, unto you, Sutalam, in the planet known as Sutala, Swargibhihi, by the demigods, Prarthyam, desirable, Gyatibhihi, by your family members, Parivaritaha, surrounded. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. O Bali Maharaja, Indrasena, now you may go to the planet Sutala, which is desired even by the demigods. Live there peacefully, surrounded by your friends and relatives. All good fortune unto you. Please repeat. O Bali Maharaja, Indrasena, now you may go to the planet Sutala, which is desired even by the demigods. Live there peacefully, surrounded by your friends and relatives. All good fortune unto you. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Bali Maharaja was transferred from the heavenly planet to the planet Sutala, which is hundreds of times better than heaven, as indicated by the words Swargibhihi Prarthyam. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead deprives his devotee of material opulences, this does not mean that the Lord puts him into poverty. Rather, the Lord promotes him to a higher position. The Supreme Personality of Godhead did not ask Bali Maharaj to separate from his family. Instead, the Lord allowed him to stay with his family members. Yatibihi Parivaritaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste. Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacadeshtarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang Stakvitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandehang Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvatam Tangsajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Purijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvatangsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindabaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kopaturubhya Shakripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So like we quite often do, we start with a situation check. Who's speaking here? Who's speaking? Lord Vamana, yes. And who's his prime audience? Bali Maharaj, yes. But through Bali Maharaj, he's speaking to all of us, educating everyone, because that is the Lord's position. He's the knower of everything. Vedaham samati itani, vartamani tamarjana, bhavishyani chabutani, mamtu beda nakaschana. Krishna says, I know everything, past, present, and future, and I know everyone. But me, nobody knows. So, Lord Ramana Dev He's assuring Bali Maharaj that everything will be all right, even though it seems right now that you're in the pits. Because at this point, he's still bound up by the snake ropes of Varuni. He's bound up, can't do anything, but the Lord is assuring him everything is going to be all right. Now, it's amazing. Krishna, you know, just like recently they had Academy Awards, and I'm sure they gave somebody an award for best director and somebody else best actor, best listener. But Krishna is the best of everything. This is the takeaway from all classes that we attend. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, whatever. Krishna is the best of everything. So just this one pastime here, you see how he directed the whole thing, how the whole thing unfolded, how he incarnated in so many ways. He appears in his four-hour form as Lord Vishnu. He appears as Kurma to be the pivot for the churning. He appears as Mohini Murti. Who's more beautiful, Mohini Murti or Lord Vishnu with his four-arm form? Mohini Murti would seem, because when the Lord appeared, he appeared before the demons and the demigods in his four-arm form. The demons weren't flipping out. They just were there and they followed the instructions. But when he came as Mohini Murti, they flipped out like anything. Indicative of their mentality of trying to enjoy even the Lord Himself. You see? This is how covered we become. In the material world, we are covered by the modes of nature, which impel us to try to enjoy each other. And when you think about it, every one of us has a material body. We know what this material body is made of. But we're so covered by ignorance and passion that we chase after another material body, trying to find happiness, you see? And then we extend that mentality to the Lord Himself when He appears. We want to enjoy the Lord. That's, the demons were trying to do that. The Lord appeared in the form of, they wanted to enjoy the Lord. Come, be with me, and we can have a good time. What good time are you going to show anybody with this, you know, temporary material body that you have? You know, it's a false premise. But we become so convinced that this is the way to happiness. So, now the Lord has appeared as Vamanadeva. Every morning we sing one of these stanzas from the Jayadeva Goswami's Dashavatar. We chant Lord Nrisingadeva Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbhuta Sringham. But there's also a verse about Lord Vamanadeva there. Who knows that one? We should know. There are 10 stanzas. Chalayasi Bikramane Balim Adbhuta Vamana Padanakanita Janita Janapapam Keshavajita Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadishare. So the Lord is glorified as the Adbhuta Vamana, the wonderful dwarf. And what did he do? He came and he took everything away from Bali Maharaj. And as part of that pastime, he pierced the universe and the water that's coming in from the causal ocean, because it washed his feet. Now it comes down in the form of the Ganges, and it says there, it's purifying all his papa, the sinful people in the world. You see, so this is when the Lord acts, he acts wonderfully. Now, therefore, his name is Urukrama. He acts wonderfully. Everything he does is wonderful. So now, after acting in this wonderful way, taking everything away from Bali with just two steps, and piercing the universal covering, which is mind-boggling, because it's stated that you take the diameter, internal diameter of the universe, then there are 10 coverings beyond that. And the first covering is 10 times as thick as the diameter of the universe. So you take the universal internal diameter, the first covering is 10 times thicker than that. Then the next layer is 10 times thicker than that layer, and so on until you get to the So to pierce all of those coverings, wonderful, the Lord acts wonderfully. So now he's assuring Bali, you go to Sutala, and you just wait for a moment. Why do I say a moment? Because he's telling him that he's going to become Indra, the next Indra. And every time there's a change of Manu, there's a new Indra. And there are how many Manus in a day of Brahma? Yes. So in one day of Brahma, 14 administrative changes. Just imagine if every single day we had 14 national elections. You know, we have every 4 years a national election, right? Usually on the even year. So next year, 16, we're going to have elections. So imagine if every single day we had 14 national elections, 14 changes of president. I mean, it's insignificant. From the perspective of the living entities in this material world, it seems so significant. Oh, change of Manu and a new Indra and different seven sages. But from the perspective of Lord Brahma, 14 times every day this happens. What to speak of from the perspective of Lord Vishnu, the entire material manifestation lasts for one breath, one exhalation and inhalation. Completely insignificant. So in this way, we should understand the Lord's position. And because He's God, because He's the Lord, He can make these assurances to Bali Maharaj that you're going to be happy, there won't be any disturbances. We can't make such assurances, you know. Every year, when there's these elections, they make these false promises. You elect me, and everything will be okay. All the miseries will go away, and income will increase, and everybody will be happy. False promises. We know from experience. Every single time a new set of these rascals come in, things get worse, if anything. So, we can't trust anybody except the Lord. When the Lord gives His assurance, then everything is alright. So Bali Maharaj is now assured everything will be fine. You're going to become Indra, you're going to live a long life, you're going to be happy, there won't be any disturbances, not even illness or anything. Everything will be perfect. Why? Because the Lord is making the arrangement. Otherwise, this material world is a place of misery. The Lord stated already in the Bhagavad Gita, Dukalayama Shashvatam, temporary and miserable. But we're trying like anything to prove the Lord wrong. We're going to make it our permanent place of happiness. Not going to happen, just as I was saying in the lecture on Gaur Purnima. That it's like moving to northern Canada in the winter and trying to turn it into Hawaii. It will not happen. You can't do it. You don't have the strength to do that. You can't turn northern Canada into Hawaii. If you want Hawaii-like experience, go to Hawaii. So if we want happiness eternally, we have to go back to the kingdom of God. It's not going to happen here. So we have to be convinced of that. Otherwise, we keep trying. If we're not convinced of that simple fact, that we keep trying to make this arrangement, that arrangement, increase the bank account, marry this person, divorce that person, get a job over here, move to this country. We keep making all these arrangements. But I heard one Guru Niskan one time, he told me, we had lunch together, he was saying that, you know, these, in essence, rascal disciples, they're always coming to me for permission to leave this temple and go to that temple, leave this country, go to that country. But they don't realize that wherever they go, their minds go with them. Wherever you go, your mind goes with you, and that is the source of the problem. It's not that you're going to move from America to Brazil or India to America and then everything is going to be radically different. No, because you're bringing the same mentality. What needs to change is your mentality, not your locality. You see? Change the mentality, not the location, not where you live, or even so much what service you do. You have to change your mentality. In other words, we really have to come to the point of fully surrendering to Krishna. Fully engaged in glorification of the Lord, which is what the Bhagavatam class is meant for. It's meant for us to come together congregationally and glorify the Lord. By not whimsically, but by hearing factual statements from the scriptures and remembering them and discussing them and thinking about them. Otherwise, we come, we bow down in front of the Lord, take darshan, we hear, and then we go back to business as usual. You see, Bali Maharaj, now he's going to have the darshan of the Lord every single day. Every day. But he's not going to say, Haribo, Lord Vamana, I'll be back in a few minutes. Let me just go to this, you know, rave over here or whatever. No. No, completely absorbed in thought of the Lord every single day, seeing the Lord every day. And we have that same opportunity. Gaur Nitya standing here, Rukmini Dwarkadisha standing, Jagannath Pali of Subhadra. Not for us to just come and bow down and then leave out the door and business as usual, forget about them, do our own thing. That's not what it's meant for. It's meant for complete absorption, glorification of the Lord. And again, not whimsically, but factually, we've been given Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, so many books of knowledge about the activities of Gaur Nitya. So we can glorify them, factually, by remembering these pastimes. And we shouldn't think that all their pastimes are there in those two books or any books. The Lord's pastimes are unlimited, and whatever manifestation He appears in, His pastimes are unlimited. But we should try at least to remember the ones that have been given to us in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and glorify the Lord in that way, in this form, as Gaur Nitya. And they've come strictly and particularly to take us out of ignorance. Namo Mahabhadanyaya, he's glorified as being the most merciful incarnation, coming to freely give love of Godhead. Also, Vandesi Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodato, Gaudaraya Pushupanto, Chitchor Stangdo, Tamodado. We're worshipping them as they're as brilliant as the sun and the moon arising simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda. And why have they come? To dissipate the darkness of ignorance and wonderfully bestow benediction upon everybody. So the benediction that we're getting is this ability as human beings to hear about the Lord and repeat what we hear. That's all we have to do. That's the whole formula right there. Hear from authorized sources. Don't speculate and don't hear from just some so-called sadhu with a beard at Radha Kunda that you ran into. Maybe he's a real sadhu, maybe he's not. But we know we have a real sadhu here, so we hear from him, Srila Prabhupada. Whatever he says, whatever he said, if we remember it and repeat it, that's glorifying the Lord, and that's what the Lord is asking us to do. Manmana Baba Mad Bhakta Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Just think of me and my activities and glorify me in that way. But no, we think of ourselves and we want to be glorified. And that's the symptom of Kali Yuga especially. We are so ignorant. Any little thing that we do, we want to be glorified for. Any little thing that we... Forget about little things that we do. Any little thing that we think about doing, we want to be glorified for. If somebody comes to you and they say, you know, Prabhu, I'm thinking of doing such and such. They expect you to go, Jai! Whoa! Wonderful! But that wasn't Prabhupada's mood. Whenever the disciples would come and say, you know, Prabhupada, I'm thinking such and... Prabhupada would say, okay, do it. Why you want to be glorified in advance? Just because you thought of it. Do it, and then we'll see. And even after you do it, if you're really in Krishna consciousness, then you glorify Krishna. Thank you, Krishna, for giving me the idea. Thank you, Krishna, for giving me the energy. Thank you, Krishna, for giving me the intelligence to do it. All glories to you. All glories go to Krishna, not to me. Not just because it was my idea. Where did that idea come from? You think it was just like that? Even on the material platform. Anybody who has done anything wonderful, if you really press them, they admit that all of a sudden the idea was there. They were striving so hard to maybe design something or create something and whatever. And then the idea just bing, just popped in, happened. Whoa, where did that come from? You see, but we're so foolish, we take credit for that. It was my idea. Meanwhile, how do you know? Maybe 10 million people around the world had the same idea at the same moment. You don't know. But we're so proud of every little thing that we think in Kali Yuga. So we have to be retrained. Part of the training to become a devotee is to be trained to think of Krishna, glorify Krishna, give Krishna the credit for everything. You see? Otherwise, Prabhupada recited this verse many times. Prakate kriyamana ni gunai karmani sarvasya. Ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The living entity who is bewildered by the three modes of material nature thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are actually being carried out by nature. You see? We are thinking that we're the doers. We're not. We're not. So here, we have the opportunity to come before Gaura Nityayare to glorify them. Rukmini Dwarkadis. So many pastimes are there. The Dwarka pastimes. Who remembers them all? So keep hearing them. Keep hearing them. The senior devotees can attest, myself included, that no matter how many times you've read Bhagavad Gita, no matter how many times you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the next time you read it, you get more out of it. It's like, oh. And Bhrigupati Prabhu is a good example of that. Every single day you find some phrase out of Prabhupada's books and he meditates on it. You know, there's so much nectar there if we just take the trouble to take a few minutes to think about it. But Maya will divert us. Why bother coming to the Bhagavatam class? You can hear it over the internet. And guaranteed, 99%, if not all of them, that are listening over the internet, they're doing something else at the same time, not giving full attention. But we're meant to give full attention. And you can test yourself. You've come to the class today, you've seen a verse, you've heard it, we've discussed it. Test yourself at noon. Do you remember that verse? Ask yourself today at noon. Do I remember this morning's Bhagavatam verse? And I guarantee for most of us, most of the time, the answer is going to be no. That means we're not really paying attention. And Prabhupada pointed out, he wrote these books for his first and foremost for his disciples and followers, not for the rest of the world. That's secondary. He wrote it first and foremost for us, So if we don't take advantage of it, how can we get fired up to give it to others? It's not possible. It's not going to last. You become shooting star. And Prabhupada was not in the shooting star business. He said, I'd rather have one moon than a shooting star. Shooting star is somebody who looks brilliant for a moment and then they burn out. He said, because they're not refueling. And this is the fuel. The fuel is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, association of devotees, prasadam, harinam, chanting japa nicely, chanting the kirtans nicely, congregationally. So we should take advantage. Bali Maharaj has been giving this wonderful position. We said earlier, so many classes, it was stated that he was put through a severe test, everything taken away, bound up, and now it seems he's being rewarded. Sutala, planet that's hundreds of times better than... But no, it's also another test. Being put in a position of opulence is another test. And for many of us, it's actually a more severe test than being put in a situation where you don't have anything and you're struggling. You see? In the early days, I've told this story before, but one devotee in the Henry Street Temple, the last parent died and he inherited $600,000, which in today's money is probably $6 million or more. So, within a few days, there went the bead bag, Nick Beats came up, he was gone to enjoy, you see? It's a bigger test for most of us to have opulence than to be put in a position of destitution. And so many devotees can tell stories about this. It's a fact. When you're in riding high, everything seems to be all right, it becomes more difficult to think of Krishna. You start making plans how to enjoy even more. You know, I've never been to Hawaii. Now I have money, I can go. You know, and not necessarily to see Panchatattva, but to ride the waves and this and that. You know, you start getting so many ideas. Maya starts telling you, yeah, you've never been here, you've never been there. You know, buy another one of those. So what if you have two cars already? Buy a third one. You know, and your car only has 500 horsepower. They just came out with a 750 horsepower model. Go get it. And then we see in the local news, some guy who was famous as a car street racer, these powerful cars ran off the road and killed a couple of people, ran into a crowd. You see, that was not his intention when he got out there with his powerful car to go racing against somebody else. But it's not under your control. You put yourself in the hands of the material energy and anything can happen. Anything can happen at any moment. So we should take advantage of what we've been given. We've been given this opportunity to come together and together make progress in spiritual life by hearing and chanting, beginning of course with the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So we'll stop here. Any questions, comments? Hari Leela has a question. Please give her the microphone.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for a very nice class.
I just wanted
to make a comment on what you said about remembering what class was talked about. My Guru Maharaj gave me an instruction about a year and a half ago. He said it's a good idea to take notes during class and then go back over the notes during the day so that you would remember what was being talked about. And also it's nice to talk to other devotees like right after class about, oh, that was a nice class, you know, instead of talking about personal issues and what I have to do during the day. It's better to remember what class was discussed.
Thank you, Hari Leela. Yes, yeah. That's wonderful. And we see one of our senior most devotees here, Jutakarvu, he takes notes every day. And then there are other devotees, Neela, Oscar. I'm not sure if Oscar is taking notes or if he's...
Because even during yes? A okay. Prabhupada class, also my Guru Maharaj in Toronto, he would have us take notes from Prabhupada's class. And what he would do is he would stop the tape and say, okay, what did Prabhupada say during the class to make sure we caught what he said?
Yes.
So that's
yes.
A good way to remember what was being said during class, yes. Is by taking notes.
Because that's what it's all about. It's about absorbing this knowledge. Prabhupada, again, he went to so much trouble to produce these books that are chock full. You could spend lifetimes and not come anywhere close to the end of what Prabhupada has given us. I mean, we have our table here, just a few of them. So, yeah, it's a serious business, this business of book publication, book distribution, and book absorption. This is the family business. Not just to publish them and distribute them, but we have to personally be very much into absorbing the knowledge there. And then naturally you want to give it out. If you absorb the knowledge in Srila Prabhupada's books and live by it, then you naturally want to give it out. It's not that you have to beat devotees over the head to distribute. If the main thing is to beat them over the head to hear the books, read the books, because once they do it, then naturally Prabhupada ignites the fire. You see? It's not up to us individually to get each other on fire. Prabhupada is the fire chief. He lights the fire. As long as you stay in contact with Prabhupada, through his books, his lectures, everything, you will catch fire. Definitely guaranteed. Because he was on fire. He was ablaze with Krishna consciousness. So if you stay in contact with Srila Prabhupada, you catch fire. It's guaranteed. Thank you, Hari Lila. Anything else? Anybody else? Yes, Neela.
Thank you, Archita Prabhu, for a very nice class and reinforcing what Srila Prabhupada says. Of course, I'm very young and insignificant, but I heard Srila Prabhupada say in a lecture that this spiritual understanding, the Bhagavatam class, is very, very crucial, and that people shouldn't just come and, you know, get a blessing and leave, and that without this, then the temple will become a place where it's empty, the pigeons come to put their nests, and dogs may come to use the bathroom. He used that example. So, you know, we should take it very seriously.
Yes, again, the Prabhupada has given this knowledge, and Prabhupada himself, when he was giving class, it seems many times that Prabhupada had his eyes closed. And some people even try to imitate that. They give class with their eyes closed. But Prabhupada was not unaware. That's why, you know, you hear sometimes he'd say, "Don't do that." Or "Where are you going?" Somebody was leaving. Prabhupada was very much aware of everything that was going on around him. And he didn't like, for instance, people who had this nervous habit of, you know, shaking the leg. You would tell him, "Stop." You know, so he was very much aware of everything that was going on. And he wanted us to give full attention. And if you dare to fall asleep, he didn't like that. So, yes, Prabhupada showed by his personal example how important his books. Right here in his garden, he would sit down and have them read to him from his own books, primarily Krishna book. And he would relish it. He would relish it. So that's the example that we have set for us by Prabhupada, and we should try to do that, try to relish Prabhupada's words, and then we naturally will want to distribute them. Granta Rajim Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai,
Archita Prabhu Ki Jai.